This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
One of the two most questionable leaps of faith contained in every party's election platform is that there'll be no economic slowdown in the next 4 years. The other is that Canada can raise corporate income tax dramatically, raise capital gains tax without any impact on growth. I mean, the NDP is promising a 20% increase in corporate income tax, along with a dramatic increase to the capital gains tax. The Greens are proposing a 40% corporate income tax increase while eliminating the capital gains exemption altogether. I mean, both parties also promise a wealth tax on anyone who has $20 million in gross assets, and that includes their home. Not net assets, though, gross assets, which will be a major disincentive for entrepreneurs who dream of turning their small business into a modest-sized, mid-sized one. I mean, to state these tax moves will have no impact on capital investment and job creation and economic growth defies existing research and common sense. It's like saying that a store could significantly raise prices and people won't look for a better deal elsewhere. And in case you missed it, Canada's already falling in the just-released World Economic Forum's competitiveness rankings. We've dropped down to 14th place, and anti-business taxes are going to make it much worse. Which brings us back to the assumption in all parties' platforms that there won't be an economic slowdown in the next 4 years. You know, on Tuesday, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, said that we've already begun a global economic slowdown and the trade disruptions alone could drop global growth by $700 billion next year. As an exporting nation, a commodity producer, it's tough to believe that Canada won't be impacted. But there's so much more. I mean, the fallout from the Brexit chaos, the ongoing liquidity crisis in the U.S. short-term lending markets, Europe's banking problems can all have a major impact on Canada's economic growth. But none of these factors have been taken into account in the various parties' forecasts. And the reason's straightforward. You see, if they forecast a slower economy, government revenues will fall, making their spending promises all the more questionable because the deficit will explode well past the $20 billion we're being told right now. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.